Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello, and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, where we're on a mission here to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And I want you to be one of those 1,000. So today's topic is called the Essential 9-Point Startup Blog Checklist. And if you've been following along at home, you know that we are in a season one of our brand new podcast. And our focus for this season is all about discovering your blog niche. We really want to help you nail down your ideal audience and how you can best show up to make an impact in the world. So today I want to dive into this essential 9-point start a blog checklist. So if you're listening to this, maybe you're thinking about starting a blog. And I think that's awesome. But before you go and you buy that domain name or get that hosting package, you have some important questions you need to answer first. And I want to share with you my 9-point start a blog checklist. But I'm going to admit up front that this is a different checklist than you are probably expecting. And the reason I say that is because most bloggers jump right into the technical aspects. How do I set up my blog? And how do I connect my domain name to my hosting? And all those technical pieces. But it's very, very important that you get clear first on your unique contribution, your audience scope, and even how you're going to make money in the first place. Now, before I get into the checklist, I've got a special bonus I want to share with you. For being a listener of the podcast, I have a proven system that helps you discover which profitable blog niche is right for you. And so for a limited time, you can actually download our Discover Your Blog Niche Blueprint. It's a 10-page guide. And you can get it, and you actually get access to it right now. Just go to bloggingyourpassion.com/discover. All right, let's get into this 9-point checklist. So before you start to blog, there's 9 essential questions that you must wrestle with first. So let's get started. Question 1, what's my unique ability? Now, maybe you've never asked yourself this question before, yet it's essential you understand where you show up best. What are your core gifts? What do you do that others say that you're naturally great at? You know, in this influence space, I often refer to kind of 4 main gift types. And the truth is you can use all 4 in your business, but there's one in particular that you probably lean more towards. And so if you haven't heard this from me yet, let me just do a quick review. So first, we have writer first. For some of you, you are a writer first type of influencer. You like to process through writing. You are able to kind of get your ideas on paper and massage those thoughts and ideas into a nice outline or into a cohesive message. Number 2, there's speaker first. There's others of you who like, you just get stuck with that blinking cursor. And you're just like, I don't know how to write. But turn on the camera, hit record, put you in front of people, and you come alive on a topic. Stuff bubbles out of you that you didn't even know where it came from. That's because you're probably a speaker first type of influencer. And then, of course, next there is coach first. You work best in small group environments. You're great at asking questions. You're a great listener. And you should think about how could I build a business around my ability to coach well and ask questions. Maybe a podcast where you do interviews of other people and you pull out the best in them. And then finally, there's the teacher first gift. And this is the one I probably primarily lean into the most. A teacher gift is going to be, you like to do a lot of learning and research, and then you compile it down to a simple framework, a simple teaching tool to help others make progress on a certain topic. And teacher first type of gifts usually lean towards more towards like online courses, membership sites, and so on. Again, you don't have to choose just one. I have all four in my business, but knowing where you show up best is a great question to start with. Question two, what can I best help with? So here's the truth. Your blog is really not about you. Having that unique gift is one thing, but making your unique gift useful is another. And you are going to need to attach your giftedness to a cause, a passion, or a mission that others care about. In fact, not just that, but you need to pursue a blog niche that you care about. Choose a topic you enjoy learning about and have some expertise in. Now listen, you don't have to be an expert, but you should be a leading learner, someone committed to constant and never-ending improvement on the topic. Question three in our checklist, who do I most want to serve? If your blog doesn't have an audience to serve, then you're just journaling. You must connect your gifts and passions to an audience in order to be successful. Your blog is all about them. Every word you write, every blog post you publish is your unique contribution to serving a specific group of people. The good news is that you don't have to attract a super large crowd. You just need to attract a tribe. According to Kevin Kelly in his viral 2008 blog post, you only need 1,000 true fans to be successful. So go find that 1,000 member tribe who's just waiting for a leader to emerge. Give them a voice, offer them hope, and lead them to reach their full potential. Question four, is this a topic or niche that I'm passionate about? You see, passion is the fuel that ignites your mission. Passion is what most bloggers live on way before the audience and the income shows up. Passion is the deep well that you draw from while you are blogging in complete obscurity. And I say this all the time, and I believe it to be true. We all start in complete obscurity. Every blogger or influencer you admire once worked in the absence of an audience. They decided to push and publish that next blog post, even though the previous five posts rendered zero comments. They continued to build their business, even though no one else was even really paying much attention. What gets you through obscurity is your passion. Question five, are there other blogs, podcasts, and YouTube channels on this topic? You see, I believe that before you start that blog, you need to find evidence that the audience you want to serve is actually consuming content on this topic. Do you want a blog? Then go find life on other blogs on your topic. Do you want a podcast? Are there any decent number of reviews of other podcasts in your niche? In fact, I'd go as far as to say, if there's not at least 5 or 10 podcasts on your topic, it's probably not the best niche for you to pursue. So that's important. We want to find that people are actually consuming content. And I think it's even true if you want to do video. So before you go and start that YouTube channel, go verify that people are subscribing to other channels in your niche. Now listen, this exercise doesn't have to take long, but it can save you many wasted hours up front. So are there other blogs, podcasts, and YouTube channels on this topic? Question six, is the topic just a fad or is it evergreen? Don't pursue a niche just because everyone seems to be talking about it right now. There's a good chance that it could be here today, but gone tomorrow. Instead, we want to pursue a niche that is just as popular 5 years ago as it is today. Successful bloggers serve steady niches. Let me say that again. Successful bloggers serve steady niches. If you want to figure that out, go use a tool like Google Trends or Google Search or even some keyword research software to discover what are the consistent searches and demands over a long period of time. Question 7, does the audience I want to serve have worthy goals? Does your audience have worthy goals to pursue? If so, then check mark a yes. But do these goals affect their thinking, their planning, and even their pocketbook? Do their goals solve a real problem or satisfy a desire in their life? Are they searching for tools or programs or offerings that can help them reach their goals? These are all important questions that you should answer before you start that blog. Question 8, is there evidence of enthusiasts? Now, as an aspiring influencer, and you are because you're listening to this podcast, you want to partner with a group of enthusiasts. In other words, do they like to talk about this topic often? Is there a decent amount of conversation happening in Facebook groups? We can go and check that out and confirm that. Wow, there are Facebook groups where people are talking up about this topic. Or you could even go over to LinkedIn. Are there LinkedIn groups on this topic? Now, I get that measuring enthusiasm can be somewhat objective, but the goal here is to look for life, look for some excitement, some desire, and even some passion. One simple indicator is if they give themselves an egoic label. Do they have like a label they use to describe their passion? I think a great example of this is what's known as an AFOL. Now, it's actually an acronym, A-F-O-L, and it stands for Adult Fan of Lego. And that's right. This is an enthusiastic group of adults who still love Lego. A true AFOL embraces the term and even uses it to describe themselves to others. And then last, question 9. Is there any proof of others making money on this topic? Now, while I left this question to the very end of our checklist, it certainly should not be the last thing on your mind. If you desire one day to make blogging your full-time job, then you need to find proof that your niche could sustain you financially. Now, the best way to do this is to look for other influencers in your niche, in other words, competitors, that show proof that they're already making money. Now, contrary to what you might think, this is a positive sign, not a negative one. They have already gone ahead of you to prove that people are willing to spend money. And there's many ways we can do this. We'll probably cover this on a future podcast. But you can go and search for, are people buying courses? Are they joining membership sites? Are they paying for coaching? Are their speakers getting paid to attend events and conferences? All of these things can help us to see that there is income potential for us as well. Now, like I said at the very beginning of this podcast, this 9-point startup blog checklist is probably unlike any you've probably seen. But yet, these, I believe, are the essential questions you must answer before you go start that blog. By spending just a bit more time researching your niche and answering these questions, it's going to make all the difference in traction, in vision, in mission, and where you're going to end up even a year from now. You're going to be ahead of those who set up their blog in the first place and then tried to find an audience for it. Now, if you're still in that phase of trying to figure out what should my blog be about, then I have something for you. Once again, we have just put together a brand new, the ultimate Discover Your Blog Niche Blueprint. It's a 10-page guide that has many of these questions plus other exercises to help you determine which blog niche you personally should pursue. Now, you can get your access free download right now by going to bloggingyourpassion.com/discover. Well, that's it for this episode of the Blogging Your Passion podcast. We're coming back to you each and every week. We've got over 13 episodes in this season to help you figure out which blog niche you should pursue. And if you're enjoying this new version of the podcast, I'd love to get some feedback. Just head over to iTunes or whatever you're using to listen to this podcast and give us a quick rating, even a review. And this will help us to know that what we're doing, all this effort and energy to put this information out there, is connecting with you and you want more of it. And also, it'll let some other people find out about this podcast as well. So thanks again. Until next time, go out there, blog your passion.